And now for a special bonus Florida Friday episode, my interview with the Florida Man card game creator, Dave Ritchie. If you're listening to this without listening to the Florida Friday stories, just to let you know, there's two podcasts being released today. So make sure you go back and listen to the Florida Friday regular episode, which I got three stories per usual. This is a special bonus episode. So also, I want to urge you to check out Florida Man. It's floridamancardgame.com. And, if you're interested in pledging and, getting in on an early order of this card game, check it out. Anyways, without further ado, let's get into my interview with Dave Ritchie. All right, guys. Well, we have a very special episode of Weird AF News. A lot of you are obviously fans of the weirdness that is Florida, and Florida Fridays has been taking off. We recently had in the social media realm the phenomenon of the Florida Man challenge, and a lot of you did that and sent that in to me, and I appreciate that. And spawning out of all of this weird Florida thing is something really, really cool that you may not know about, but I want to bring it to your attention. The Florida Man card game. There is a Kickstarter campaign for this Florida Man card game to become a reality. Now, if we were all to all wish for anything, I think, right? If we had three wishes, I would say the Florida Man card game is probably going to be one of those wishes, right? For this to be a reality. Well, let's help make it a reality. I'm here with the creator of the Florida Man card game, who also started the Kickstarter campaign to get this card game into our hands, Dave Ritchie. Dave, thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. Coincidentally, Dave is right down the street from me. He owns a comic book shop called Secret Headquarters right on Sunset here in Silver Lake. I was thrilled when I saw the Florida Man card game, obviously. Researched it. Thought to myself, researched you, Dave. I was like, he's right down the street. This would be perfect to do a live interview with the individual who is obviously as much of a fan of the Florida weirdness as I am and my fans. Dave, could you tell us kind of what the impetus was? You mentioned to me over the phone a little bit how it came out of holidays with the fam, but can you tell us how this card game for my listeners, how it kind of came to
Yeah, I think we, I, you know, I'm going with the story, which is I think I was preparing for our annual Thanksgiving getaway, where there's lots of card games with the adults and drinks and food and drinks
and more drinks. Sounds like my holiday.
Once the couple of the kids go are put to the bed, we're just kind of like, let's crack open these games and see what happens. And I think I was probably gearing up for that getaway while looking at some Florida Man headlines and just kind of put two and two together. I don't know if there's any more to it than that. I just, looking at headlines, having spent my high school years in Florida, and these headlines are just popping up more and more recently, that you just can't avoid them. So,
But you mentioned to me
okay.
it sort of came out of, it was inspired by Cards Against Humanity, which is a game that you guys play during your holidays.
Yeah, it's a game
right,
we play during the holidays.
And I think everyone knows about this card game. It's one of the
Yes.
most popular games in the last 10 years, I'd say.
Yep.
Hilarious card game. If you guys don't know what it is, it's a very funny card game that's very suitable as a format for the Florida Man game because it's a game about funny-ass headlines, really.
Yes. Well, you are, yeah, you're trying to be as outrageous as you can, I think, with how you play the cards you're dealt. And it's a game, yeah, it's a game we carry at the store. And yeah, we've been playing that for years.
Yeah, Cards Against Humanity, big time seller.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. So I think I knew that was something we were going to crack open and play like we do every year. And yeah, I thought maybe if I could combine the headlines that are crazy on their own, with that format, why not see what happens? So I just kind of cobbled together some literally scraps of paper and the only pen I had, which was red, and just jotted down a bunch of headlines. There were some of the more recent ones. I didn't really, deep dive them or anything like that, and thought about which words to kind of peel off of the sentences that would be the funniest. And then we toss those words back into the pool to then choose from. And we just like had hey, I have an idea. Let's try this. And it went from there.
So you would get, actually playing the game, you get a portion of the headline that you then have to match up with its outcome or other aspects of the headline that been removed, but you have multiple choices. Like, can we do an example so that the listeners can kind of grok what this is exactly?
So, like, one would be, so here's a headline. Let's see.
Yeah, let's do a Florida Man headline. Hit it.
Okay. So, Florida Man interrupts live blank by catching fish with blank.
So, that's great. Okay, so.
So, what you're being dealt a handful of cards that are we'll call the action cards, and they're made up of words from other headlines. So, it's a pile of words separated from their headlines that you're able to choose from. So,
Florida Man interrupts blank
by catching fish with blank. Yeah. So you would then like so for I'm just gonna totally randomly look. So you would be I'm forgetting the damn headline. Florida Man interrupts live. Man, I don't know. Job interviews is a random one by catching fish with homeless boyfriend.
That's
or
great.
Cinnamon rolls and rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Wild bird of prey. Hotel room. I mean,
and they're all course. And they're all zany. And even the one that actually fits the story is pretty zany as well because it's Florida.
Yes. I think once you play the cards, the idea is to outdo what the headline may possibly be. You may know it, you may not know it, but the idea is to play your cards in a way that makes the headline just bonkers.
Yeah.
What's super fun about the game, what separates it from games like Cards, is that you then have an actual answer. This is what the headline really is. So we came with a little fancy decoder card, so you can then read the actual headline.
Uh-huh.
And then that's when you're like, whoa, okay, my crazy cards, I thought I was being funny and playing and wacky, are not even close to as insane as the actual headline is.
Yes.
And that's kind of where it really is like, whoa, okay, I thought it was crazy, but it is 10 times worse than I thought it could ever possibly be in some instances.
Which really, when you then compare it to Cards Against Humanity, this really kicks it up a notch because Cards Against Humanity is a fiction.
Yeah.
And we're dealing in the world of real bananas, banana time, which is the state of Florida, and these headlines are so wild, but yet this shit is true.
Yeah, I think we did a test run with some friends of ours who were not super familiar with Florida Man stories or anything, but we played it, and when they realized they were holding a handful of cards with single words on them, when they kind of gave it a thought like, oh, these are parts of real headlines on their own. They're already crazy just as single cards with two or three words on them. Like, Monkey Mondays is the one I always use. Like, I'm holding a card that says Monkey Mondays. Like, what could that possibly be attached to that's real? So having these elements pulled from the real headlines on their own, they're funny. The headlines are funny. And just the fact, it just doesn't get any crazier than the facts or real life. You know what I mean? So that's, it just gets bonkers from there, especially once you start playing it. And someone gets a bug and is like, I got to see what this person looks like. Let's Google this. So now you're running, you're off the rails. You're not even really, the game has prompted you to then look up these characters. So you're looking at mugshots. You're reading more about the story because, you know, it's one sentence that we broke down. But there's multiple layers to how crazy this particular person is or this event is. And you can just go down a hole from there and hit, and maybe have played a quarter of the cards. You're not even done yet.
And
you save them for a next game or whatever, you know?
And you were saying oftentimes the headline doesn't even tell you all of these crazy details that are actually at part of the full story. And then once you Google it, you're like, the headline was just that was just the tip of the iceberg. Look at the other details of this story that you guys are now laughing about. You've Googled this. You're reading the story out loud.
Yeah.
It becomes like a sort of Florida funny party.
Yeah.
In addition to just playing the game, like this is 2 hours of just hilariousness.
Yeah. You can't help but just kind of be really intrigued to learn more because it's hard to believe that what the cards you're holding are real. So. Even though we're telling you, okay, this is the headline you're playing with, you're maybe not really understanding that there's more to it or that how real it is until you look it up. So that's part of, we encourage that for sure. And for, you know, and we're going to have a little extra gameplay ideas, which are for people who are huge Florida Man headline fans, like some of your listeners. They may know some of these, like even with the missing words. But we threw in this other additional game, which we're nicknaming the Hurricane, which is if you happen to have the cards that fit this headline in your hand, and you play them and really finish the headline the way it really is, game's over. You won. Like this kind of champ. And we had a couple instances where one or two of us had one of the cards because we're super familiar with the headlines because we've been playing the game and sussing out like how well it's going to work or not work. And there have been instances where maybe I held one of the cards. So that's another intriguing part of
it. And it's the Hurricane. Right, yes, exactly. And you win.
Yes, you just win. Like, oh my God, I just completed this thing accurately. But the odds are like bonkers. And and if you'd have to really know your headlines to kind of know which ones are which. And even then, some of these stories are so similar, but one thing would throw it off, you know, the rails from another incident. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And this began at a holiday time. Where do you spend your? Do you actually spend your holidays in Florida with family? Is that where this came from?
We're in Idyllwild up in like above Palm Springs.
Above Palm Springs, but you do have a Florida background yourself personally. You grew up there, or
my family moved there when I was in high school, 15, and I went to Cooper City High School and lived in Pembroke Pines, and we moved to Davie. So this is the area outside of Fort Lauderdale, so southern Florida. And Dave, there's another Dave, who is my partner with the shop. He grew up there, and that's how I know him. So I've known him this whole time.
And your background in Florida, you probably have an opinion on why it's so weird, the state?
Well, I think there's legal reasons as to why we know about the incidents that make it weird. But
in other words, tell the listeners, it's the Sunshine
Laws,
which allows all of the criminal activity to be public?
Yeah.
Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, I think there's two versions of it, but that's the version that affects us. I think that started in 1995, and that's the more recent. I don't know if it's a change necessarily, but they opened it up. So I think anything that happens legally is available for the public.
It's in the public domain.
Right, exactly.
So all these crazy stories that might be buried in another state like New York or something, like we get all of these. We get to read all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're front and center. I think we know about very odd ones from every state or every, you know, cities in every state or even outside of the country. But here, because everyone knows they're available, they just are able to either hunt for them, or they're just someone throws it out there because they work, you know, at the office or whatever. This guy came in, and you can pull up a mugshot and you can read about the police report if that's what the situation is. And so you're right; these things that would be swept under the rug, not even swept up, you just wouldn't care. Like, okay, we had these crazies come through. Now, you know, like, let's check them out. Like, let's see what they look like.
And social media just exacerbates the situation and lends a sort of an overall. I think we're all thinking that Florida is just out of their minds.
I think Florida is.
So do you? Yeah, I was going to ask. That's what I'm getting to. So spending time there, and you went there in high school, so you already had a pre-Florida. So it could have been I'd imagine a culture shock for you.
We came from Chicago. So the first time I was on a plane, it's ridiculous. We were dressed up like Miami Vice, my brother and I. It was totally nuts. Like pastels. I don't think I had socks on, and these little loafers. Like, it was nuts. Like, I don't even know how I was dressed like that. I think it was Miami Vice style. And I get off the plane. I immediately have, you know, which I think I was telling you, like, oily skin. I was like, I didn't realize that this is, you know, this is my skin makeup or whatever. Like, so it just is like the humidity hits you.
Yeah.
That particular airport, I think it was Miami. You're off on the tarmac, you know, like you are a few airports here in Southern California. And that was strange to me, you know, coming from, we literally lived blocks away from Midway Airport in Chicago. So total different airport, totally different weather situation. And, we come down there, and there's alligators in the backyard, kind of. There's, you know, there's peacocks roaming around, like, kind of nuts out of the gate. And that's just, you know, super minor little things that you just never would have expected.
And then the people.
Yeah, it's a great mix of people. A ton of different cultures coming together, and that's huge, but a huge upside. But I also think, you know, with that heat and humidity, people, you know, I don't know, you just get in weird situations because you're I don't know how to describe it. There's just different cultures that you may not be aware of or where you sit in that situation. So not to say that things are tense or anything like that, but that does come up. I think the heat and the humidity is just huge.
You think that just bakes people's brains into a state of pathology?
I think a little bit, but then it's tempered with like a 10-minute rain shower every day at 2 p.m. Like, uh-huh. It's like it goes from one extreme to the other, and then a hurricane's coming, and like it's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of crazy. And I think up and down the state, it's nuts, too. It just changes as you go up and down the
sure.
state.
So, did you notice, like, oh, there's a lot of drug taking going on when you arrived there? Because that seems to be happening, too. It seems like it.
Yeah, not at that age, necessarily. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, we would go, you know, we would be trying to sneak into clubs and stuff on Miami Beach, Miami Beach is totally different than Miami at that time. Not totally, but Miami, the city at that time, was kind of barren a little bit. Miami Beach stuff was happening, but then you go to Fort Lauderdale, it's like three different, you know, totally different scenarios, kind of. So I'm sure that was happening, not so much for me, or kind of where we were at the time. But yeah, I don't know. It's just...
I have an experience with Florida my first full-time job I ever worked. I was a bill collector.
Okay.
I'm not trying to brag here. It's not one of my proudest moments in my life, but, you know, my uncle worked at this place, so... I'm right out of high school. I don't have any work experience. This is a job I could get with no questions asked.
Sure.
And it was like an office job. I'm like, okay, I'll try this, you know. I get my own desk, and I'm calling people, collecting bills. This is what I did. But I learned something about Florida at that job. Florida, I don't know if it's still this way, but when I worked there, it's called a debtor-free zone. Hmm. It's there's a lot of protections set up for debtors there. And so if you are a debtor, Florida was a safe haven to go. You couldn't be I don't know exactly how it works, but something about, you know, the way civil suits happen there with money and stuff, like you can't really be touched by this in Florida. A lot of people owing child support would flee to Florida to get out of this sort of situation. We all knew, us debt collectors, that if we had a Florida debtor... Give it one phone call and then
dead end.
It's a total dead end. Don't spend any time with the Florida debtors. It's they don't have to pay. There's nothing we could do to make them pay.
Right.
All threats are worthless in Florida. And people go there. Some people, debtors, will flee there specifically as a debt safe haven for their credit and for their assets and stuff. It can be protected in Florida. So now you get, imagine, this isn't the whole population of Florida, but
sure.
a percentage of people going down there who they
to
live
escape.
To escape. Yeah. Those kinds of people are down there. Those people, that kind of mindset. Mm-hmm. I think that's adding to the population as well. This was just a theory of mine.
Yeah.
It's a telling aspect of Florida that a lot of people don't know about that could give you a kind of a hint on what kind of people kind of will go to Florida.
I think so for sure. I mean, it feels like a place where you could hide out, and I'm thinking about like the Everglades and stuff. Just kind of. You know, being in situations where we're kids horsing around, driving around, just kind of blowing off steam or whatever, but then, you know, you find yourself down some crazy road in the Everglades, you know, like, who else is out here? And maybe you're happening upon, you know, stuff going on.
Sure.
And you're just like, we need to, you know, hightail it out of here because I'm not really sure what we just walked in on scenario.
Yeah, there's like,
this is just like places where things can happen.
Sure, places that seem to be lawlessness going on. You think of like the places perhaps where the swamp people might live, which I don't have experience with these people, but you hear that this is a place, this backwoods sort of environment that if you're there, anything could happen to you. And like, is law enforcement even monitoring these places? I mean, who knows? Do you have any experience with these kinds of people?
I mean, not directly. We definitely go down to the Everglades, and you can, you know, shine the car lights out on the swamp and see alligator eyes and stuff like this shining back at you. And there was one time where we rolled up on some kind of meeting.
Good. I'd love to hear about this.
There was not a whole lot to tell. I mean, a lot of imagination happening. So
sure.
In our minds, it's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, oh, we just rolled in on a Klan meeting or something crazy like that.
Sure.
Because it happens.
It happens.
And so There really isn't much more to say, other than, like, we were just like, okay, this doesn't seem right. It is definitely dark out here. There's no one around. You have to go out of your way to get here, which is why we're here, because we're trying to, you know, we're just kids horsing around. And we just kind of just slowly backed out of there, and that was kind of it. So not a ton to tell, but, I mean, definitely, like, it seems like that scenario probably happens all the time.
Sure.
And who knows what those people were doing? They weren't setting up a torch or anything we were there. Or, you know, whatever.
They were making Florida headlines out there. they're going to microwave a microwave and see what happens. Right. I can hear the soundtrack to that moment where you roll up on that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You're like, time to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's going to take a second for the three or four of us to be like, we're not supposed to be here. Like, let's not see what this is.
I don't think you want to roll up on a Florida swamp meeting at any point.
Florida swamp meeting is the perfect way to put it. You know, there was one time, this isn't a meeting or anything like that, but this is a genuine Florida Man type of story that we witnessed, which was coming back from, I think we were like at the club or something, which means like dancing to 80s music back then. So we rolled up at a light and we're turning right at this light. There's two cars to our left who are waiting for the light. Something happened between these two cars and this guy in the front car, pickup truck, gets out of his car, goes into the bed of the truck, grabs a pickaxe out, and is just like just jamming onto the car behind him. And we were younger and tripping, so we're just like, I think we need to leave. So in my head, movie style, is we're peeling out to the right as this guy is approaching and lifting this pickaxe up to smash this car.
That's so Florida.
It was crazy. I mean, we really did get out of there before we even... I don't know why, because now I'd be like, let's get the camera out. Like, let's videotape this thing.
Yeah, it's a different time now.
It's a different time now. But that, then we're like, we don't need any part of this. Like, we're probably not even supposed to be here. Because we were horsing around. Let's just peel out and get out of here. So in my mind, I don't even know what happened. Like, it just was like a horror movie.
A pickaxe through the windshield probably happened.
Yeah.
Because of a horn honk of some sort.
Well, and it was late at night. It wasn't like, I don't know. It's just, you know, who knows? And that happens everywhere. But, you know, when you think of that and you think of a world with alligators and other things happening like that, you just put those, you combine those, and then it just becomes a whole nother scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've definitely given us a nice vision of the flavor of Florida and kind of what puts it together.
Yeah, Southern Florida. I mean, I don't even know about Northern Florida, to be honest. You should talk to my business partner, Dave. He was a paramedic in Tallahassee, so he has
actual
good ones. Yeah.
A paramedic in Florida? Can you imagine the sort of situations he must have found himself in? I can't even.
You know what else he did? The guy has had a million jobs until we opened the store, but he also repoed cars in Florida.
Oh my God, this guy has.
I'm not that good. He should get him on.
I got to talk to this guy about Florida and what get down to the nitty gritty. He probably has some amazing stories.
Yeah.
Like real life.
This is the extended next Friday episode.
Yeah, he lived Florida Man Fridays, like for real.
Yes. Yeah, like, on a daily basis. He has a bunch of crazy stories about being a paramedic and the repo stories are great too. Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, so debtors, okay. The repo does take place in Florida, though. So as a debtor's haven, you don't get to keep your car if you're not paying, apparently. This is good information.
Yes, that's good to know. Right.
What are we looking at here? Oh, we got about 20 minutes, so I can we wrap this up.
Sure.
Dave, tell the viewers, and I'll put a link to your Kickstarter.
Great, thank you.
And do you happen to remember the URL that we could give them?
If you go to floridamancardgame.com, it'll just link you right to it.
You got a website for this.
Oh, yeah.
floridamancardgame.com. Yeah. That's fantastic. And if they want to reach out to you, do you have an email address?
Yeah, they can hit us at info@floridamancardgame.com. We're on Facebook under that. We have an Instagram account, which is Florida Man Card Game. Twitter, Florida Man Card G. It cuts off there, but hit us on all those.
Now, to just make everything clear right now, because some of my listeners may be like, hey, I want to buy it right now. Like, why do I? And it's like, hey, well, listen, what we're doing is this is the beginning stages of the Florida Man Card Game, and we need people to get on the Kickstarter and donate to make the card game happen.
Right.
So at this stage, it's not like you can go and get this in a store or order it directly from the website. We're asking you to support this idea for the game. And enough money is raised on the Kickstarter, so check out the Kickstarter. You can see how much money Dave is trying to raise to make this card game a reality. And, you know, donate to that. And they get certain perks if they donate. They actually get the card game sent to them if they send a certain amount of money as well. As soon as it's ready.
Yes. So funding goes until May 17th, I believe. But sooner you jump on it, the better. Once things are funded there, they catapult from there. So if you gave us $5, we send out a surprise, which is a pretty great surprise, which is still a surprise. At $25, you get the core game. We already have an expansion pack for the game, which is probably Florida women specific. That's a donation of or pledge of $50. And then we do something called the beach pack, which is the game, the expansion pack, the surprise, a beach towel, a flying disc, some koozies, some other garbage,
and
all Florida
bath
stuff.
Bath salts.
some bathing items. Maybe.
It's called to put you in the Florida mindset.
That's right. Yeah. But all stuff that we designed with our buddy Jeremy Pettitz, who did all the graphics and the artwork. Super funny stuff. And if you jump on a Kickstarter, that would help us kind of
for sure. And just for $25 on the Kickstarter, you actually will get sent the game when it's ready. So
yeah, once we fund, we're going to put this thing into production.
Sure.
It's already laid out. The game is set. We just need to have it actually printed and boxed up, and that would take, it's going to take a month or so, but all that info is in there, and we're well on our way to funding this thing. We just need like an extra little push to kind of get it over.
Well, I hope that this can give you a little extra push.
I appreciate
the fans of the show really love everything about Weird Florida, so I think they would totally be into this game. And if you guys are, I'm going to put a link to the website and the Kickstarter in the description of this podcast. But if you happen to be listening on a smart speaker or whatever, just look up Florida Card Game, FloridaManCardGame.com.
Yep.
And all the links and everything can be found.
Yeah, all the info's there, all the imagery. Yep. And there it is.
Dave, thank you so much. And I wish you luck with this game, because this game needs to happen, because I need to play this game.
Yeah, I agree.
For totally. And I'm sure the fans of the podcast also need to play this game.
Yeah.
It sounds like
I think you'll
get
a huge kick out of it. Sometimes I was like, I already know all these. But really, once you play them and you see how your friends are playing their cards, those headlines turn crazy, because now it's a mix of all the headlines in some way or the other. So it ends up having some pretty good life. It's pretty funny.
Great, man. Yeah. Well, Dave, good luck with the card game. We're going to see this come to fruition. And I'm going to play it with you in the store. This is my goal.
Okay.
We'll be playing it with you in the store in the near future.
Yeah, we'll all have our beach towels.
I need that. All right, Dave, thank you so much.
Okay.